The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Just sitting here in the house listening to have the back door open, listening to the sounds around the neighborhood. I'm not sure if it was a chicken or an owl. Could have been either one. There's a little menagerie next to where I hunt. A fella has some goats and some sheep and some chickens and turkeys and guinea fowl. And one of those poor roosters over there can only get the last three notes of cock-a-doodle-doo. He doesn't get the first part. So we get doodle-doo, in the evening when he's crowing a little bit. And then, of course, the sheep and the goats, they all start sounding off. You know, I try to do a doe bleat, and I've got meh, 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 coming from the place next door. So I don't know if the deer are hearing my doe bleat or not, but it's kind of amusing to me. And then of course the dogs go off, and any deer that passes through the area over there, they've got to go through the gauntlet of dogs. It seems like every place, every farmhouse and every residence has a dog that likes to be outside and bark. So, I can sometimes track a deer either moving away from me or moving towards me by the number of dogs that are barking in the area. And I like to key on those kind of things when I'm deer hunting. By the way, it's Alan Ellis. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show on WCBM 680, which is also our phone number, WCBM 680, which is also 410-922-6680, which is the number you call to get in the muzzleloader contest that we're giving away probably the first Saturday in December for November, because the last Saturday is deer hunting and we'll have a pre-recorded show. Also, nominate any youth hunter that you'd like to receive a muzzleloader. We're giving two muzzleloaders away for the month of November, one for a youth hunter and one for an adult. The youth hunter will get a Wolf CVA muzzleloader that was donated back by one of our listeners that won last year in last year's contest. We have that muzzleloader, and then the winner of the adult muzzleloader contest will be getting an Optima V2 with a scope, stainless black with a scope on it. It's the V2, which is the little shorter model. They sometimes call it the mountain rifle. I like to call it the tree stand rifle. I actually own two of those. I'm a supporter of our sponsor. I use their product. Been using CVA for years and years and years and years. And I've taken whitetails and I've taken black bears with them, and even sika deer a couple years ago. Took a nice stag with one of my CVAs, and you can too. And that's a muzzleloader of choice in our sika deer camp, and they took four or five stags this year. So pretty good, pretty good already during the muzzleloader season. So anyway, that's how you get muzzleloader contest. But the sounds outside are pretty interesting. The dogs, I like to pay attention to the clues that the dogs offer, whether the deer is coming from the north or the south, or, coming around the top of the property or coming from the lower end of the property into the bedding area, or whether it's coming across the field. The dogs sometimes let me know. So do the birds. So do the jays. When the jays are going crazy, I pay special attention. It could be a fox. It could be a sharp-shinned hawk like the other day. It could be a fox like a couple weeks ago. It could be anything. But you know what? Sometimes those jays will alert on deer moving through the area, so I like to pay attention to the surrounding sounds. You know, it's not just some sounds of nature. Animals make noises for a reason, and birds alarm for a reason. You know, and like I said, a sharp shin hawk through the flew through the woods the other day, and the jays went crazy. A few weeks ago, it was a fox making its rounds. I walked under my grandson's tree stand, and he enjoyed that very much, but the birds didn't like it. The squirrels don't like it. So you got to pay attention to your surroundings, and it's all about woodsmanship. That's why I don't typically bait or put out trail cameras. I like to use the natural funnels, the pinch points, and so forth of the areas to locate deer, the trails, the scrapes, the rubs, and so forth, all associated with deer hunting. But hey, that's just me. You hunt however you want. Well, we got some callers on the line. We've got Allison and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Hi.
What's up?
Last weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
I work overnight, so I see a lot of deer.
Yep.
I think this deer, my headlights hit it, and it was like a calico color.
Yep.
But it wasn't built like a normal deer. It was kind of like a caribou, kind of short and stocky.
Well, yep. And what you saw was a piebald, called it a piebald, P-I-E-B-A-L-D, which is a genetic condition. And it comes from having a recessive albino gene within the herd. And it is not normally a good thing. They usually have shorter front legs than rear legs. They usually have an overbite, or, their bottom jaw is undershot. Sometimes they have arthritis in their joints. Sometimes they're deaf. Sometimes they're sterile. It comes from inbreeding within the herd is what it is. You know, it's kind of like marrying your first cousin.
Right, right.
So that's, that's kind of what that comes from. Are you on the Eastern Shore where you saw this?
No, actually, I was down off of Solomon's Island Road.
Oh, okay. Yep. Calvert
County.
Calvert County, yep. Well, I would say there's probably an abundant deer herd in the area there, and
they were with whatever. There was like 15 of them.
Yeah. You got some inbreeding there, and that's the result of it. No question, unfortunately. Yep.
So I guess the little guy's not going to live very long.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes they grow up and be pretty good. We have a story in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can read it online if you want, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. The fellas had a piebald button buck on camera 2 years ago, and then last year was a little spike buck with 3 or 4 inch points, and this year at age 3 and a half, it blew up into a really nice 8 point buck and was harvested by a hunter in velvet. So that's all in Maryland Hunting Quarterly if anybody cares to take a look. It's called Piebald of My Lifetime. Local fella here.
Interesting.
Yep.
I was just curious. That's been bugging me all week. I'm like, what was that?
You happen to find a rare one. You know, they're not all that uncommon. There's piebalds around, and people tend to notice them because they're a different color than most deer. But when you say calico, yeah, it's a mottled brown and white type of thing. A true albino deer is pure white with pink hooves and pink eyes. And, the albino gene mixed with, normal genetics in a white-tailed deer can sometimes result in this piebald expression. And I listed all the things where they're genetically inferior. So, okay?
All right. All right, well, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've always been interested in deer. You'll hear we're kind of deer heavy focusing on this show from time to time because it is the most popular game animal in Maryland. You know, the waterfowl, of course, is a big part of that as well. There's, tremendous interest in waterfowl here in Maryland. And they're migratory birds for the most part, but deer are here all the time. We live with them. We got a nice email from a firefighter in West Baltimore. John found a 10-point buck sniffing around an abandoned property over there in West Baltimore, and he tried to jump a fence with razor wire on the top and got tangled up in it, got cut up in it. They were going to try and help him, but the deer had freed itself by the time they got there and was torn up pretty bad, but it made it and took off. And he's got pictures of it, a big 10-point over there in West Baltimore. The firefighters, you know, got out doing their thing, went to rescue the deer, and there it is in front of the fence, you know. So in front of this old warehouse, and no business being there. What was it doing there? Just wandering around looking for love in all the wrong places. I think there's a song about that, isn't there? Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Get in that muzzleloader contest, and you'll be glad that you did. We'll pick a lucky winner probably the first Saturday in December, since the show will be pre-recorded the first day of deer season, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, as is our tradition here. We'll have folks from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service. I've already talked to them about taping the show. We just need to figure that out, when we're going to do that and what we're going to talk about. So there you go. Pardon me, I got a cough. Sorry, folks. It just happens. Been fighting bronchitis all week. Been working, been hunting, been fighting my way through it. But, you know, sleep didn't come easy last night for some reason. I got into a coughing fit that lasted about an hour, and it took a lot out of me. But here we are, fighting through. Our friends at Clyde Sport Shop are your full-line Browning dealer, been a Browning dealer since the 60s. And they've sold a lot of Browning firearms to a lot of hunters shotgun enthusiasts across the state. And if you are into the shotgun sports, you know, sporting clays, traps, skeet, folks at Browning make a model of guns called a Satori. There's the Satori 725 sporting model. It comes with 5 Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length enforcing combs. It's also available in a 20 gauge and a 725 field model for those of you that like to hunt upland birds, you know, quail, pheasant. Maybe you like to go to these shooting preserves. That's a great over and under shotgun, the 725 Satori. Then there's the Satori CXT, which, you know, the Satori has been the leading over and under for generations. The Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers and the triple trigger, like I mentioned, the backbore technology and the choke tubes, like I also mentioned. And then the Satori White Lightning, that's a step up. The chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger, the Invector Plus choke tubes, 3 different models of shotguns called Satori, from a variety of uses for, you know, sporting clays, trap, skeet, and upland shooting, if you like. And I've even seen them for, you know, goose and duck. So there they are, the Satori series from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
You know, the temperatures are plunging into the 30s overnight starting next weekend. The youth hunting days are going to be a challenge on Saturday and Sunday. The nights are going to really be cold. And are you ready for that cold weather? Is your heating system up to date? You know, if you need a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, now's the time to shop. That's for sure. They're located in Graysonville, of course. Stop into that showroom soon. You know, Robin and I selected a gas fireplace insert. That was the most convenient thing for us. We already had the fireplace. We had the hole in the wall. So why not fill it up with something that's going to be beneficial? So we picked an EX35 from a company called Enviro. And we'd love the remote control. We sit here and turn the fireplace on and off. We turn the light on in the firebox if we need to. We turn the fan on to blow heat into the room, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And you know what? If the room gets warm enough, hit the button, turn it right off. We love our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and you will too. So why not stop by, check out their heat selections, all there at Backyard Billy's, right there at exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, right off Route 50. They're open 7 days a week, so stop by today or tomorrow if you need to. BackyardBillies.com is the website, the Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number, if you'd like to call, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're called Backyard Billies for a reason. Anything you need in your backyard, your deck, your patio, they've got it all right there, and you need to stop by Backyard Billy's. We hope you do. All right. We coming back with anything, Aaron, or are we ready to launch into the callers? Let's talk to the callers. Why not? Why not at all? Let's talk to Captain Don. Hey, Captain Don, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Everybody say good morning to Alan.
Morning, guys. You know, I envy you, Dawn. I don't get to spend the Saturday mornings doing what I want to do. I'd be in the woods or on the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going out to our little tournament today. And got Mario, Captain Kenny Pratt. You know Captain Kenny.
I do.
Yep. And we get ready to go into this channel here, so I'm going to have to chomp.
All right.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Waiting for that sun to come up. It's a little bumpy out here this morning, but not too bad.
No.
And you can actually see today. Yesterday, this time, you couldn't see anything because of the fog.
It was a little foggy. I stayed on the shore yesterday, and I didn't get pick up magazines till after 10 o'clock. And my tour of the shore yesterday, the upper shore, was kind of foggy up until 11, 12 o'clock in some places, you know?
Well, yeah. Into the afternoon, like in my creek,
yep.
I couldn't see across the Patapsco.
Well, got it.
Well, take care. We want to say hi.
Well, you guys have fun.
Thank you, sir.
See you guys. Bye, everybody. There we go. Joseph in Graysonville. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I went out hunting yesterday. I couldn't even see because of the fog.
Yep. You're right.
Yep. I was going to go out this morning. I said, too hot for me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I just called to get in the muzzleloader contest.
Well, okay, you're in it. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Indeed.
All right. Yeah. All right, you have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, and next is, let's see, Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Alan, good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, man. I got the big 32 yesterday.
The big 32.
Yeah. Rockfish.
Oh, you got a 32-inch rockfish.
Yeah.
Nice.
Name
nice.
All your,
nice.
All your deer. I named my fish. I got the big 32.
Congratulations. Well,
yeah.
Our buddy Rudy, formerly with DNR, just sent me a picture of a rockfish that came from Marty Gary. You all remember Marty. He's now with the Potomac River Fishery Commission.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he was looking for photo files for the 92-pound Patuxent River striper to include with a story. Maryland Department of Natural Resources uncovered another old photo from the state hatchery crew. Excuse me. The coughing started during the last commercial. From the 70s, showing a pre-spawn striper on the butcher scale that reads 105 pounds.
Wow. Wow.
105-pound striped bass.
Yeah, I'd like to see that trophy season go away, but I'm not. I called the Smart Fishing yesterday with my daughter and had a very good fishing trip, and we got caught in that fog yesterday at the Bay Bridge. But a friend of hers sent her a picture. That fog is literally, it's really interesting picture. It was isolated just at 11 o'clock a.m. Around the bridge. As we're north of the bridge, it was completely clear at 11 o'clock. And it's a really interesting picture of the fog just hovering right within the span of the, it looked like the entire bridge.
Interesting.
And we had quite a phenomenal fight on the outgoing tide. And we were catching fish in the 64 foot of water. Bouncing 3-ounce jigs off the bottom.
Wow.
In the bridge vicinity. It was quite a bite.
Sounds good. Yeah. Were there any breaking fish in the area?
You know, Alan, we talked earlier about the menhaden.
Right.
You know, with the problem that I foresee in Reedville, I have yet to see a breaking fish this year other than a little bit of activity around the Ore Pier and the Patapsco and Fort Carroll and even as close in as Fort McHenry.
Right.
Just in the Patapsco is the only breaking fish. Normally we have breaking fish at 7 foot. 9 foot,
yep.
You know, the mouth of Patapsco,
yep.
You know, the upper bay.
We're
not seeing the breaking fish because the menhaden just aren't there. These fish are, the ones I cleaned had a spot and white perch in them. So they're eating the bottom dwellers, but they're not.
Man, they should be on the
surface stuff, the silver sides and the
menhaden. Yeah, they should be full of silver sides this time of year, no question.
Yeah, wow. The good thing is, Alan, they're healthy fish. They're clean. I'm not seeing sores.
Good.
And they're plentiful. I'm hearing some complaints about lack of fish that I was randomly checked the other day by the Department of Natural Resources. And he said the only fish he's seeing is the ones that we've been catching. But
any sea lice in them, Lee?
They're full sea lice. Their color's right. You know, with the purple, the gills are bright purple. So that's telling you they're fresh fish.
They are. No question. Oh wow! Captain Don just sent a couple pictures of the isolated fog around the Bay Bridge. It looks like the Bay Bridge is floating on the air. In the air, it really does. I mean, you can't see the bottom of the piers.
We didn't move other than the staying under the bridge because that's kind of where we were. My daughter and I were fishing, but it was it's pretty interesting. If you got pictures of it, it's.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It was quite something to see. But the fish didn't mind. And
no.
There's a good bite of white perch there too. They're wintertime white perch are really a tasty feast. But this bite will go on well into the close of the season. So.
Yep.
But, I hope people capitalize on it. I know a lot of people are hunting right now.
No, yeah, they sure are. They sure are. So,
I wish everybody a successful whatever season may partake in.
There's a lot of them in right now, aren't there? Yeah.
You know, we are blessed in this state for, you know, the multitude of different, how diverse we are with what we got.
You know, for under $150 or under even $200, the amount of fish that we can take here in Maryland, you know, we've got the offshore, we've got the tidal, we've got the bay, we've got the rivers, we've got the lakes, we've got the streams. You can take any number, 70-some species of fish are in the fishing records here in Maryland. Okay, and you can pick and choose any you want at any time of the year. And then the hunting activity, I mean, the black bears, the sika deer, the white-tailed deer, the geese, the ducks, the upland game, and the, you know, squirrels and rabbits, and the abundance of public land. We have so much to take advantage of here in Maryland. We're so blessed. No question about it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I my kids this morning are going down the Eastern Shore to try to break my state record chain pickerel. Good luck.
Yeah.
I might wander back in the backyard and try to, you know, fetch a, you know, some more venison for the
there freezer. You go. Yeah, your state record was eight pounds.
Eight,
what?
8 pounds even.
8 pounds
and
even.
I got a friend at a friend of mine at Loch Raven. He came within I think it was 7.13 or 7.12. I think.
Wow, he's close.
The old record that I broke.
Yeah.
And now they have this pickerel challenges all over the place. Brother. You know, if they can break 8 pounds on a chain pickerel, then God bless them.
You're right. Well, my biggest one was 24 and a half from Deep Creek Lake, inches. I never weighed it. But
yeah.
My dad, if I recall, he caught one out of the Juniata River, believe it or not, in Pennsylvania, 28 and a half. And he caught another one in a private lake then. It's public now, Bostwick Lake in southern New Jersey, that was also 28 and a half. And we didn't weigh any either of those fish as well. The one in New Jersey had another pickerel inside it. I do remember that. Had about a 14-inch pickerel inside it. So,
Al, I don't know if I ever told you the story that pickerel, the state record that I captured, I'd actually release that fish at least – one other time, because I knew it wasn't to the 8 pound mark yet, and I'd release that fish probably when it was 7.5 pounds.
Wow, nice.
I let it go, and then that second year when I was fishing the Eastern Shore, I caught it again.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I know was the same fish. I put a little clip. I clipped its tail.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Tail and that's how I identified it as being the fish I caught the year prior.
Yeah, you weren't in a pickerel contest and put a half a pound of lead weights in the belly or anything, were you?
No.
You sure? Lee, come on.
Nah, I didn't play that game. I took it to Conrad Seafood and had it weighed on an official. Actually, I went to Clyde's to get he had the form, the paperwork, but he didn't have a certified scale.
Right.
And I had to take it to Conrad's, and then the fish was actually afterwards verified by DNR.
Yeah.
I think Keith Kaufman or Keith somebody. Keith.
Okay.
He does the fishing report for the state of Maryland. But yeah, that was a thrill.
It was. Yeah. Just as long as it didn't go clink when it hit the scale.
Alan. I've heard those stories, and you know, that's not my MO. I mean, this was 28 inches long, and it was just nothing but girth.
And fat.
And
the
massiveness of the fish was just an incredible how girthy it was.
Gotcha.
But shad, dart, and the minnow.
Yep. All right, brother. Appreciate the call.
Alan, have a good day, and tell Robin I said hey.
I will. Thanks, Lee.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. I mean, it's a stone's throw from here. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And I promise, I'll tell you when I get my tires and how much I like them. featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any kind of garden tractor, farm machinery, you name it. If you got a combine and you blow a tire on a deer antler, which has happened a lot over here for some reason, Spurrier's can take care of that for you. And you know what? If you have any tire repair that needs done, like Tackle Box Tim needed on his way to Ocean City, full-service automotive repair, if your check engine light comes on, they can diagnose it. They can fix it. That's for sure. Whatever it is, whatever the issue is. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires and call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. And did I mention there's no appointment needed for tires? That number is 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And you'll be glad you did, that's for sure. Let's see. Chesapeake Outdoors? Yep, Chesapeake Outdoors, located right there in Kent Island. Just as you come across the bridge, the exit number is 39B, Dominion Road. Look for that. There's an X on there in the corner you turn. Right there, you go past the 7-Eleven on the left, you go to the light, you make a right. But you'll see it before you get off the exit, that's for sure. Big sign on the road, Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl headquarters, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. Steel shot by Kent, you know, the fast steel stuff, the gear, the camo, the boots, the hips, the waders. Remington, Browning, and Savage firearms, CVA muzzle loaders, and in stock. Those Ruger American Standard and Go Wild models for straight wall cartridge rifles. 350 Legend, 450 Bushmaster. Coming up the end of this month is the deer firearm season. If you're allowed to use a straight wall cartridge rifle in all the shotgun counties in Maryland, and these are the two most popular calibers, the 350 Legend, which is great for kids because of the low recoil, but you can still reach out there up to 200 yards with a rifle. The archery department, they've got the 10-point crossbows, the Matthews compound bows, the Raven crossbows, and the Raven 500s are on sale 20% off. 20% off. A great selection of Sika deer calls, Costa sunglasses, Hook fishing gear, Rambo electric bikes, Camp chef stoves, and much, much more. Why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 21619, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to Dan in Sparrows Point. Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Good show, like always. I'd like to ask you a question. You know, all these crab places that sell crabs and all, nobody sells rockfish like that, do they?
What do you mean nobody sells rockfish like what?
You know, I know a couple of crab places down this way. Nobody sells rockfish.
Well, I can tell you there's plenty of places that sell rockfish. I mean, I'm not sure. You're in Sparrows Point.
You know, like some of these crab places I call,
yeah,
we get crabs, but nobody has, and they don't sell rockfish. That's why I never ever hear it on the radio or nothing.
Interesting. Well, I'm not sure, you know. You come to the shore, you're going to find all the carryouts around here, for the most part, carry some type of fish. You know, I can think of three or four right now that have, you know, counters and have fish in them. And, you know,
okay.
Yeah, one of
that
the,
way down.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, I'm going to let everybody know, I didn't catch the first of the show, but they turned the clocks back this Saturday night.
Yep, 2 o'clock Sunday morning. You're right. I'm not getting up to do it.
And don't forget, November the 8th, everybody give it a go vote.
Boy, you're not kidding. You are not kidding.
We got to get these goose out of there.
Indeed.
But how's Robin? I didn't hear it at the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure.
She's taking a break this week. Her sleep patterns are disrupted because of her why can't I say the name of it right now? It caught me quick off guard. I'll think of it in a minute. But, you know, her sleep patterns are really disrupted, and we've got a trip to Ocean City this weekend for a wedding, so she's taking a break, getting caught up a little bit on her rest. So,
yeah.
We wish her well. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to get into the muzzleloader too. So
did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
I gave it to Aaron, but I'll let you know too. So
yep, appreciate that. You're in then.
All right. Well, You have a nice weekend and be careful out there.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the call.
All right. Take care, bud.
Oh, bye-bye, Dan. All right. Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's nice to talk to you. And I didn't really have a hunting question, but when you're talking about the tires, it reminded me of when some places want to sell you tires, and you want to sell so many tires that are going to go so many thousands of miles. And I says, tires are going to dry rot before I drive a car that long. Just 40 or 50,000 is fine for me anymore because I don't drive that much.
That's right. Yep, yep, yep.
And but they're not the company you're talking about because I don't live on the shore, so
right.
I wouldn't deal with them anyway. But anyway, and I went to enter a contest, and I did, but by listening to you for a minute, I thought it was a tire story, which I did tell a guy that one time. And anyhow.
That's pretty good. I drive a lot.
Yeah.
So I've my 2015 F-150, which has paid off, thank God. just turned over 200,000 miles. So I do drive a lot, for doing what I do. So we just, we need a good set of tires, and I'll be on my third set of tires for this truck.
So, 100,000 of each set at least, huh?
Yep, I have. That's right. So I'm happy with that.
And I can see why you would be. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Joe.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Barbara in Middle River. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to wish you and Bob and your lovely wife a good morning.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I will pass that on to her.
Well, please do. And I hope you enjoy your trip to the wedding, whatever.
Well, we will.
And the reason I'm calling, I never enter any contests. The reason that I called, of course, I'd like to enter now because I've never spoke to you before. And
okay.
One never knows, does one?
No,
well,
one
anyway,
never does.
What I've called to tell you, this is very interesting. On my cell phone this morning, I always look at the news and so forth coming in. Well, on the sports fishing newsletter, an Alabama youngster had caught and released a 70-pound catfish.
Wow, that's a big catfish.
Showing, yeah, and it's showing him with his little dog, and he's laying on the pier holding the catfish. But he did release it. He put it back, which I thought was very sense for someone else to catch. Well, I hope they do the same thing. So I thought it'd be of interest if you were to look at this young boy, 10 years old, laying down holding it like a bed meat.
That's funny.
It's cute.
Indeed.
So, yeah, Elliot, I thought I'd call you and let you know this. It's,
well, I appreciate that, and thanks for entering the contest. We appreciate it.
He was fishing with his grandfather, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Grandpop, I can't. He didn't listen no longer. So his grandfather helped him to pull it in.
Right.
He is huge, Elliot.
70
well,
pounds.
Well, thank you for taking my call, love.
Well, yeah, thank you for the call, and I'm glad you're in the contest. Good luck to you.
Thank you, and enjoy your weekend, hon.
I plan on it.
And
thanks
God
a lot.
God bless.
All right. God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, wow. So, a 70-pound catfish. Never caught one quite that big, although they're out there. They're out there. There's some kind of contest going on right now. A big old invasive blue catfish here on the shore. I think so. Good luck to any of the anglers that are out doing that. I'm not sure what weekend it is, but I think Federalsburg is sponsoring it, if I remember right. Not sure, but I might have taken a screenshot of it. Let's talk to Andy in Parkville. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
What's up?
I'm
good.
All right. Just had a quick question. I'll be going out into the actually, close to the line between West Virginia and Maryland, and going to be hiking in the Savage River.
Okay.
Forest.
All right.
Yeah, and wanted to find out what is a good source for finding out hunting regulations or what hunting is in effect in an area.
Well, the best place is the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you, there's a, you know, there's a forestry, fishing, that type of thing. You click on the hunting button, and that'll take you right to the e-regulations, and you can download the whole regulations if you want, or you can cruise around there a little bit on the website and see what's in effect. But when are you going?
Going Friday of this next week.
This coming Friday. All right. Well, what you're going to find out there is that the youth firearm season will be in effect on Saturday and Sunday. Other than that, the deer hunters will be bow hunting with compound and crossbows and longbows. But Saturday and Sunday, personally, if I were hiking on public land in Western Maryland, I would purchase a blaze orange vest and a blaze orange hat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay? Because there will be people that have gone out in tree stands. They'll be, they're out there and they're climbing tree stands. They'll be watching for deer movement, and you don't want to be mistaken for a deer.
Yeah. Well, now, and fortunately, our main hike will occur on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and just keep it in mind that there will be people in the woods.
Yeah. Okay. And orange vest, orange hat is really should happen for any of the participants.
I agree. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, of course, nobody minds if you hunt or hike or anything else, but I just want everybody to be respectful of each other. There are people who hike and walk dogs and ride horses on public lands who don't think that hunters should be there and make their feelings known. But I will tell you, you can be charged with hunter harassment, okay, if that occurs. If somebody is legally hunting and somebody takes it into their hands and gets in their mind that they want to confront a hunter for being on the property that they think they have the right to be on with their dog walking, horseback riding, and hiking, there are laws against that. On the other hand, the hunters, should understand that this is public land, even though in Maryland, hunters' dollars through American model of conservation funding have paid for a lot of those lands, should understand that they are public lands and other people also have the right to be there.
Yeah, and I'm somewhat experienced with it, the areas and such. I'm impressed to see a lot of areas, big areas, that are set up for no hunting. So, I mean, that gives the hikers full range,
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'll end by saying or asking if we've got a second. There was a restaurant in, Hancock area.
Right.
Would do turkey. They would cook their own turkeys and have delicious turkey sandwiches and meals.
Right.
Does that ring a bell to you or by any chance?
A couple places up there. There's the Park and Dine is one. Fred's the owner of that. And then there's Weaver's, that's a bakery and restaurant up there. I'm not sure if that's the one you're referring to. And there's another one up there called the guy that owns it's a big hunter. It's before you get to Hancock. And I can't say the name of it. It's the exit before Hancock. It's right there. It's up on the hill. It's a pretty nice restaurant, but can't say the name of it. So.
Yeah. Well, that might steer us to enable us to get there, just knowing that it's the exit before.
I'll see. I don't think I can find it before the end of the show, but I'm sure if you do. Restaurants in Hancock or near Hancock, Maryland, you can, it'll pop right up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, thanks, Scott, and have a great week.
All right, you do the same. Enjoy your hike. Stay
okay,
safe.
Yes. And hiking. Okay. Right.
Take care now.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Well, how about that? Well, we've gotten to pretty much the end of the show. I think that was probably our very last caller, but I want to tell you one more time about Clyde Sport Shop and recommend, if you're a waterfowl hunter, you might want to take a look at a couple of these shotguns from Clyde Sport Shop. Very, very nice firearms. Browning makes a superior product, in my opinion. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in mossy oak shadow grass blades camo with a fiber optic sight, the humpback receiver like your grandfather's A5, the ergonomically balanced recoil-operated kinematic drive, which is makes it very soft on the recoil. It's an autoloader shotgun with 100,000-round or five-year guarantee, the A5, number one on your list. Number two on your list should be the Maxxis. This is a shotgun that was designed for waterfowl hunting. Autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, the Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S, from Clyde Sport Shop. Throw it to your shoulder. You will enjoy the fit and feel of the Maxxis shotgun. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. Those two are available at Clyde's Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. If you like a pump action, check out the newly redesigned BPS field model for a pump action shotgun from Browning, too. Clyde'sFishingGear.com, open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde's Sport Shop. And one more time for Backyard Billies. If you need anything in your house to heat your house, any type of new stove, we recommend Backyard Billy's. No matter if it's a pellet stove, gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove, we recommend Backyard Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Robin and I selected a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert for our home. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they are wonderful for follow-up and service. They're very friendly. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. Remember, you can enter the muzzleloader contest by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We need your name, first and last name, and your phone number. Muzzleloader contest in the subject line would be great. If you'd like to enter a youth hunter for the November drawing for an additional muzzleloader drawing, pardon me. Put the youth's name in there, their age, and the contact information as well. There's the music. We appreciate you joining us this morning here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Sorry about the coughing every now and then. Fighting off the bronchitis. I think we're on the mend. So, folks, get out, stay out, have a great weekend, and enjoy your family. Give them a hug. Keep your family close. See ya.